The format of this meeting is 2 10-minute speakers followed by our information break, and then our main speaker who will speak for 30 minutes. Our first 10-minute speaker is Justin.
Hi, Justin, alcoholic. Hi, guys. It's such a privilege and an honor to be speaking at a meeting. I'm going to just start out with my stats. My sobriety date's May 5th, 2010. I am a member of the Atlantic Group. I've been coming here for almost 2 years, and I have a sponsor, Adam B., and I sponsor also. I'm just going to go through that traditional format of experience, strength, and hope, what it was like, what happened, what it's like now. So I think, like, you know, growing up, I was a nervous, like, anxious kid, just kind of like a little like insecure, et cetera. And, you know, I really started drinking when I was a junior in high school. I came out of the closet that year, and it was very helpful. I was not feeling good about myself, and I think that, like, alcohol, like, looking back at the time in the very beginning, helped me. It saved me. It worked. You know, it made me numb, and I was able to show up, and, like, you know, I didn't care what people thought, and I wanted to be popular. I was on this, like, mission to be popular, you know, and, like, to win people over, and it absolutely worked. You know, I would, like, go and, like, drink with all the boys and be able to, like, try to drink them under the table and then go get sick in the back or whatever. And, you know, it worked, and I was happy with that, you know. I went away to school, and I continued to drink at school, and I was excited about college, especially just because I was able to start drinking in the shower. You know, it was like a big joke. You know, I wanted to be able to, like, hang out with the other guys, you know. And I started to have some consequences as time went on. I was arrested twice. It turns out that when I'm drinking, I have a problem with authority and being told what to do. And, you know, there were results. But, like, you know, at the time, I just thought it was funny. I thought it was a total joke. And I just continued on doing what I wanted to do, not caring what my parents were thinking or my friends that cared about me, et cetera. You know, I ended up moving to the city to pursue my career. I wanted to work in fashion, pursue my dream, you know. I moved to the city, and, you know, the party just continued. You know, I found, like, a crew of people to hang out with, and, like, we just would go out every night. You know, it's like the city that never sleeps. We just, like, there was always a party to go to. While that happened, I met a guy, and, you know, he drank like me. We looked really good together in pictures. You know, like that's all that I really cared about, you know. And, you know, as time went on, I started to black out. And I realized that, like, apparently, like, everyone does not black out when they drink. And it started to get, like, annoying. And, you know, what ended up happening, you know, as time went on, like, with the relationship, we got more serious. And then all of a sudden, he's, like, started to bring up, you know, you've got to stop drinking. My friend started being like, you know, there's something the matter with your drinking. What happened is this friend of mine, you know, this alcohol, this, like, what I drank, like, every night, turned on me. You know, it turned me into a different person. I apparently started to, like, be really mean. I would, you know, I'd get those voicemails in the morning from people being like, last night when you left, you punched me. Or, like, you know, you offended my parents, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and I just, I don't know. It just turned on me, and, like, mid-20s hit, metabolism changed, I got fat, I ended up getting this job, though, and, like, this job was, like, it sounded really impressive, and so I loved that, and my boyfriend had a job that was really impressive also, and so I was, like, getting all wrapped up in, like, what I thought I needed to have. And, you know, I just got to a point where, like, whatever I did, it just got, like, every night, it just ended up being, like, getting worse and worse. And he ended up staging an intervention. And because we started to have problems in our relationship, surprise, surprise. And he was like, you know, if you don't stop drinking, I'm going to leave you. And that was, like, the biggest threat that I could have, right? And so I was like, fine, I'll, like, take a little time off. So I took, like, 2 weeks off, right? And I was like, I'm going to totally do this, save this relationship. And then I just took one dinner with an old friend. She's like, do you want some wine? I'm like, no, yeah. You know, and then it turned from one glass, it turned into three, turned into the bottle. Then they ended up finding me somewhere. like in the outskirts of Brooklyn or whatever, you know, like people were looking for me. It was like ended up being like not a good situation. So at the time, you know, I was just like, I don't really have a problem, but I'll just stop. I'll tell them I stop. So I ended up not stopping, but I was lying to everyone. And, you know, all I can say is that, like, for 2.5 years, I tried to maintain it on my own. And by the end of the 2.5 years, the relationship was over. The job was over. Like, friends were gone. You know, I was just like this black hole of a person. If like, anyone ever asked me how I was, I would just, like, you know, start crying. It was just like a total mess. And I finally came into the rooms. The first meeting I went to, I went late, stood in the back, didn't raise my hand, didn't introduce myself, left with a huge resentment that they didn't save me. And the following week, I just crawled into this meeting, and all it took was someone just saying, "How are you?" You know, and it was like, whoa. And it was just that magical moment, like I heard this qualification, and identified with what they said. You know, I had the same thing. And I was like, well, maybe I'll come back. You know, so then I ended up coming back the following week, getting a sponsor. And, you know, I was done. You know, I was so beat down. So I did everything that they asked. People, places, and things, 90 meetings in 90 days. Like, surrounded myself with other newcomers, et cetera, et cetera. It was so hard, but it was the best thing ever. You know, surrounding myself with other people that are getting sober, completely stopping hanging out with anyone that, you know, I used to drink and use with, et cetera. And it was great. You know, that first year, I swear, when I qualified, there was like fairy dust being sprayed in the room. It was like the best year. So things, I actually ended up having like a really quick, like very quickly, things got a lot better in my life. I went back to more of a corporate job, got into a relationship, all of these things kind of happened. By 2 years, I started having health problems. And, you know, I started to like try balancing the relationship, doctor's visits, job. Notice I'm saying meetings last. And I started to half measure. You know, I'd leave meetings halfway through. Sponsees kind of like dwindled away. And, you know, by 4 years, I was about to leave my job. My first sponsor was moving, et cetera. I came to the Atlantic Group. A friend of mine had come in, was a shiny penny, introduced me to Adam. And, you know, Adam and I met after this meeting, and I was like, "Hi, how are you? My life's on fire." And, you know, and he just, like, patiently listened, and then, you know, suggested a 10th step. And I was like, "What?" You know, like, wait, you want me to write one? You're like, I'm supposed to write one? Like, I'm supposed to actually write one myself, like, tonight? And, you know, it was so perfect. You know, we started to, like, go through the book, and, you know, for me, I needed to have some of the dust to settle from the wreckage of the past before I could hear it, before I could hear the message. And it has been such a wild journey. Immediately, I got all, like a bunch of sponsees that were also going through breakups. It was just like, I didn't want to necessarily be doing it, but I was completely carried the entire way through. Like, and as much as I don't want to admit it, I was carried the entire way through all of sobriety. And, you know, I immediately went to a family meeting with the sober family and met my grand sponsor, met my sober brothers. And, like, you know, I just got surrounded by all these other guys that are actively engaging in the program of recovery. And, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I hope next month to celebrate 6 years. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I really want my seat here. You know, if there's any message that to take away from what I'm saying tonight, it's that you don't have to go out to start over. You know, we all live our lives a day at a time. We all recommit to this program every day, and it is possible. You know, and the joy in my life is getting to connect with you guys. So I wouldn't have it any other way. Thanks.
Our second 10-minute speaker is Val.
Hi, my name is Val. I'm an alcoholic. Hi. It's crazy to be up here. I never really thought I'd be up here, but anyway, my sobriety date is April 8th, 2008. My sponsor is Felicia, and AG is my home group. So I guess I'll just start off. I grew up here in the city. My mom is actually one of us. She's active right now. She's been in and out. She's how I found out about AA. I didn't know anything about it, but when I was a kid, I went to a couple AA meetings with her, and I thought people were really nice. And then I started to get older, and I started to, I think, have some of the isms. I couldn't get my hands on alcohol when I was a kid. It was more stuff that was on the street. And I started to dabble, like, in recreational things when I was very young, like 12 or 13. And I was very, very depressed, and I used that to escape, and I think that's a sign of alcoholism. But I didn't know it then, of course. As I grew up a little more, when I went to college, I'd say that's when I started to drink beer. Just very kind of, I didn't like the taste of it, but then it became like my favorite drink. But I still wasn't drinking it alcoholically. I was just kind of tasting it, going to a frat party and having fun and getting like little rose in my cheeks. And so I don't think I really started drinking hardcore until I was about 22 years old. I graduated college. It was kind of a hard time for me because I was unemployed and it was like the real world. And I was in a five-year relationship that, you know, I really think I held him as my higher power because we were living together and he left, and then I was just despondent. I was very depressed. I started going to therapy, I remember my therapist tried to tell me that I was drinking too much, but I wasn't hearing it at all. He was just kind of hinting it at me. I don't know, I kind of just went out and drank to numb the pain. And I remember we used to go to, I used to be really into activities, but of course I would only go if alcohol was involved. That was my main motivator. We're going to see opera at the park. It wasn't about the opera, it was about the wine, you know, and the spot and, you know, drinking. I started to, it started to affect my life. I couldn't hold down a relationship. I lost my job. I worked at a newspaper, here in New York, and I was, just like a graphic designer there. And it got to the point, I'd say when I was about 28, that I'd drink about a bottle of wine per night. But I thought, oh, it didn't matter. I wasn't going to work drunk. So, you know, I'm not drinking there. But, you know, of course, you're useless the next day after you drink a bottle of wine. Pretty much I was. So I wasn't really performing very well. I don't know if they knew per se, but I kept on having meetings with them, and they just told me, you're not getting it, you're not getting it. I feel bad, you're not getting it. And I'm like, I couldn't get it because I was like hungover. So I was very frustrated, and I remember thinking to myself that I just want to not drink today. I just want to not drink today, and then I just get drunk. And I guess the turning point for me was when I lost my job, and then they were nice enough to give me like some other kind of job. It was like a demotion, but they were nice enough to give me something, like, you know. So I was just happy to have a job. And I went to this work party, and they were all hardcore drinkers there. So I fit right in. But it was always, I think I always went a little more farther than everybody else, because I have family in Europe, and I just came back from Europe visiting my family, and I got some kind of sickness, and I went on antibiotics, and I went to this work party. Thanks. And I ran into my boss, and my boss is like, "You're gonna drink tonight?" And I was like, "No way, I'm on antibiotics." And then I just don't remember the rest of the night. Like, I just, I got so drunk. And then I saw pictures. It was so embarrassing. I saw pictures the next day of, like, me, and I was like, "What? I don't remember any of this." So it was just humiliating, and people were just like, "Oh, hey, you had a lot of fun last night," you know, something like that. Like, it was just embarrassing. So I called up my mom, and I'm just like, "I just don't get it. Like, what's happening to me? Like, why can't I control myself?" And she's like, "Well, did you ever think it was the alcohol?" And, you know, I didn't think about it, but, yeah. So then I just knew I had a problem, and, I decided, okay, I'm just not gonna drink anymore. You know, I bottomed out, and I remember she took me to AA, so I'm very grateful for her that she planted the seed in me. And I started going, but I didn't really know how AA worked. I didn't know that you had to get a sponsor. I didn't know that you had to go every day. So my first 8 months, I was kind of like in and out. I had a sponsor. I just kind of call her and complain about my life, not listen to any of her direction. And then she dropped me. So I'm really grateful that she dropped me, because then I was just like really, you know, I was really lonely. And I was like, "Oh, I can't, you know, I'm not drinking and I'm miserable. What's going on?" So I found my way to AG 8 months into sobriety. And I remember, I think it was Jessica A. that brought me here to the Tuesday night meeting, and I was like, "My God, there's so many people, their name tags." It was crazy. And everybody kept on asking for my number, and I was so flattered because I was so lonely. So it was nice to talk to people. And I met a sponsor named Faye, and she took me through the steps, and she was great, and she had me commit to 3 meetings a week with her, and she had me commit to having a commitment and showing up, and I would try to not come all the time, but she'd give me a very hard time about it, and I needed that. And before you know it, I made friends, same friends I have today, which I'm so grateful for. And then I, you know, she took me through the steps, and that was an amazing experience. I think what really changed my life was the 4-step. I feel like the 4-step, I really felt like the victim until I, you know, I wrote all those steps, and I just saw what I did, you know, manipulated people and everything for alcohol. And, you know, I just really, you know, I saw the light, and you know, I'm just so grateful for that. I think that was a big, you know, spiritual experience for me. I'm just grateful it has changed my life. I have meetings. Atlantic Group's been constant in my life. It hasn't always been my home group, but everybody's always so nice and welcoming if I come, and, you know, and I've gone through some stuff in sobriety, and people have been there for me. I've gone through, you know, breakups, like being unemployed for long periods of time. People are always there for you, offering you support. People don't want to see you fail, you know. I'd say meditation has been like a really good thing for me in my sobriety. Last year I chaired a meditation meeting, and it was great. It really connected me to my higher power, and thank you, and got me in touch with, you know, some positive direction. And I'm just really grateful. I'm really grateful to have had 8 years. I'm really grateful for this group. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you.